Hey guys, I'm Ryan, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So let's talk about one of my favorite, and I think kind of underrated, animated Disney movies. A classic in my mind, Lilo and Stitch. It's the story of a little Hawaiian girl being raised by her big sister, and her journey to befriend, we'll say, a tiny, blue, incredibly angry and destructive space alien. It really makes more sense if you see the movie, but it is really a genuinely cute story of Lilo, the tiny Hawaiian girl, and Stitch, the tiny blue destructive alien. It's kind of a weird story of two lessons. One, Lilo learning to accept that her life may not be like everybody else's, but that's okay. And Stitch learning that people can really care about him, no matter what he's done. Two sections really stand out to me, and I apologize for the voice I'm about to do, but I'm gonna give it a go. At one point near the end of the movie, Stitch is being arrested by the space police and taking him back to prison. Just, it's fine, go with it. And he asks to say goodbye to Lilo and her sister. And the commander of the space military police thing asks him who they are, and he says, "This is my company. It's small and broken, but good." Yeah, good. At a different point earlier in the movie, Lilo is trying to explain a Hawaiian concept to Stitch. The concept, the word, the Hawaiian word, ohana. Ohana means family. Family means no one gets left behind or forgotten. I think in the church right now, it collectively, you know, denominations and all that aside, as a body of people who believe in Jesus, we're struggling right now. The world's not easy, and as much as we differ from the rest of the world, we've managed to sort of force ourselves to differ from each other, even as Christians, to put this space between us that we don't need. We need to be family. We need to be ohana. We need to build each other up, even when we're small and broken. We still need to be good, because we can. It's what God wants from us. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it simply says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, as you are already doing." And in Galatians 6:2, it says, "Carry one another's burdens. In this way, you fulfill the law of Christ." Philippians 2:4, it says, "Everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." God repeatedly, in the New and Old Testament, calls us to care about those around us, to care about our brothers and sisters, our ohana, our family. And I don't think it's just our brothers and sisters in Christ, it's everyone. We have to be caring, we have to show God's love, we have to remember that in the long run, we're all God's children, which makes us all family. So I encourage you guys today, remember, that our family here on Earth, all of us, it may be a little small, a little broken, but it doesn't mean it's not good, because ohana does mean family, and family means no one gets left behind, or forgotten. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.